Expressions from St. Paul is listener supported. We thank you for your faithful prayers and contributions.
Nobody can love me like the Lord Jesus Christ. Every now and then, I feel his love moving in my spirit. Friend, if you want to have some peace of mind, some happiness, some joy, I challenge you today. Raise your roof.
I don't know about you, but I want God's best for my life. In today's lesson, Dr. Williams teaches that if we want the best from God, it's time to raise the roof.
If you want to be blessed, you got to raise the roof. If you want to be blessed, you got to let him in. If you want to be blessed, he's knocking on your door today. He said, let me in, and I'll bless you. He said, let me in, and I'll be with you.
Welcome to Expressions from the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. We are blessed to have serving as the shepherd of our flock, serving our congregation faithfully for the past 47 years, Dr. Ephraim Williams. Our edifice is located at 3996 14th Avenue in Sacramento. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you out to worship with us in person on Sunday morning. New membership orientation begins at 8:45 a.m. Sunday school classes for all ages are offered at 9 a.m. and morning worship service begins at 10 a.m. And if you can't make it to morning worship service, there will be evening service at 6 p.m. Sunday evening in the wedding chapel. It would truly be a blessing to look around and to see your face in the place. If you have your Bible, let's go to the book of Mark, chapter 2, verses 1 down through 12. We'd like to thank you for joining us today. We are now going to transition into the sanctuary, and let's join morning worship service already in progress.
Moving this place as never before. Somebody needs to be healed. Somebody needs to be encouraged. And according to your word, you can fulfill all of them. So we thank you in advance. In Christ's name. Amen. You just read the scripture, my background for my message today that God has been working with me, the Holy Spirit, and working on me about this message. Every now and then, I'm not getting no okay, I'm just sharing with you. I have the okay already. Every now and then, God not only gives me at one time one sermon, he gives me sometimes three. So it's a battle for me which one to use first. And I try to be as faithful as I can and respond to. This text and sermon will be two parts. Now, I want you to remember what just you got through saying. God is
grace.
And what?
Grace.
If you see somebody sitting next to you, I'm serious, and they're napping, don't say nothing, just hunch them. But don't hunch them like this. Wake them up, because they need to remember God is
grace.
And he is.
Now,
some people try to choke me down every now and then and say to me or write me and say, all this praise business is not necessary. That's why you like you are. Anytime I get victory, I give him praise. And anytime I'm fighting the devil, I give him praise because I know I'm going to win. Praise him. 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 He's worthy just to be praised. But I don't have anything to praise him about. You're living. I hope you're living. You're sitting here looking at us. Praise him. Them people was minding their own business, and the guy in the truck ran into them yesterday evening. If it had not been for God, he would have been us. Praise him. Praise him. I said again, praise him. Next time I go to the baseball game and I see some church folks that I know, they're sitting there in church. I didn't say St. Paul, I said some people that I know. They sit in church like, just like my friend, molasses in Louisiana in the wintertime. And we're at the ball game. Hey, he made it. Well, God has saved you from hell and you made it. So you ought to every now and then give him some praise. He didn't have to save us. Thank God, but he did. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where. Tell me. I tell you, if it had not been for God on my side, tell me wherever. I know one thing, I'd have been just probably getting out of prison. You different from me. There's a whole lot of people in my background I would have shot. And you would have. You trying to even do it now. But God was on my side, so he protected me from doing what I felt like doing. I'll never forget him. As Connor, you sang as well, I shall never forget. From the book of Mark, from chapter 1, verses through 12, I'm going to use verse number 2 and verse number 3. They gathered, and you remain seated, they gathered in such large numbers that there were no room left, not even outside the door. And he preached the word to them. Friends, 3, some men came bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by 4 of them. I want to talk about this morning, in the beginning of the 2 sermons, raising the roof. Raising the roof. Raising it. Raising the roof. The record is that Jesus, friends, Jesus had been away out of Capernaum and he came back. And when he got back, he was in the chapter before, says, talked about he was in Peter's house, in the house. And he was preaching. The house was full, overcrowded with people. And outside of the house was full. In fact, the book said they could not, no one could get near the house for the crowd. I've been through that. When I was in the South, we'd go to revivals, and we couldn't get in. Front door, all in front of the building was full. And we were young and gifted. And sometimes I said to my friend, let's go to the side door. So the side door, we could squeeze through the crowd. Amen. Many people today have allowed conversations to block them from coming to Jesus. Somebody make criticism of the church, and I hear it often. A lot of my people have been blessed to be academically schooled. I didn't say educated. I said schooled. They got all kinds of degrees. A lot of people go to one of the worst things can happen to people who are not balanced is to get two or three degrees and then put God down. Everything that is made had to be because of God.
That's what the book says.
Not something. Did you know God made you according to where he wanted you? Not according to the way you want to shape yourself. You can drink all the diet you want to, but if God didn't make you like, you're not going to get like that. You can paint up, brush up, shine up, but God has made you. You can just add to what he has done for you. Amen. Amen. I said, amen.
Amen.
When Jesus was preaching to the crowd, they were just like Baptist people. Once I'm in, I'm not worried about nobody else. But I keep telling you, there's nobody like my God. So they heard about his healing inside. So they decided on the outside to bring in a man who was paralyzed. And they brought him in to the house. But they couldn't get him in the house. They tried. Here he is. They cried. They tried to get him in. They came to the door, and the door was blocked. They couldn't do anything but something. One of the young men who was bringing him in, he said, what? We can't get him in. Let's take him through the roof. Well, they took him on top of the house, and they cut a hole in it. You're not listening. And then they got this hole in this roof now. Jesus on the main floor. And they dropped him down or let him down through the roof. And because he's God, somebody caught him as he was coming down. And when they brought him down, my friends, let me tell you something. When they brought him down, some of the Pharisees, Baptists, said that Jesus was going to heal. He can't heal. If he heal him, that's blasphemy. He's not God. They still said the same thing today. But Jesus said, son, your sins have been forgiven. Get him up. Raise him up. Your sins have been forgiven. He says, pick up your cup. Pick it up. And when you pick it up, he got up. And when he got up, Jesus said, look this way, son. He said, your sins have been forgiven. Pick up your cup and go home. What he told him, tell those crooks at home that you wouldn't make it, but now you can walk, you can talk, you can run. That's what I call raising the roof. Some of y'all in here today, you'd be blessed if you raise the roof. Raise the roof from your pride. Raise it from your criticism. Raise it from your know-it-all. Reason from God is not God. He's just a figure of speech. Raise your roof. When we were in high school, we used to go to parties. And the parties would be hot when we get there. They're dancing all over the place, and those couldn't dance stepping on your feet. But my friends, we would say among our party, it's hot in there now. Let's go in and raise the roof. Then we'll take our dancing. And the roof stopped raising. If it wasn't hot, everybody would get on the floor and we'll get the room hot. When the Holy Ghost hits you, when the Holy Spirit hits you, come here, young man. When he hits you, you can say what you want to say, but you can't stand like this when the Holy Spirit hits you. You got to do something. You got to do something. Because now his power has went through you. The power of the Holy Spirit is still working, still moving. He's still waiting for you, not him, you. Some Negro said to me, he said to me, I'm waiting on the Lord to give me some guidance of what I need to do. I said, you'll never get it. God waiting on you to say yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I have the privilege, if I want to use it, to teach 4 classes at the university. Are you listening? 4. Some people can't get the privilege to teach 1. But he has given me an assignment. Now listen, church. He has given me an assignment to teach here. I can't do all of the teaching. God did not save even to save the world. He saved me to preach the gospel all over the world. And then whoever accepts him will become saved. Now let me say something to you that is very difficult for the modern generation. Mark 2:4 says, since they could not get him to Jesus, because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it, and then lowered the mat the man was laying on. Amen. Amen. When you're trying to do something for God, there's always the enemy gets in the way. Always. Come here, brother. This from the last of May to the middle of June, I get probably 15 to 16 invitations. Last time I counted, I'm 1. So I can't fulfill them all, and it doesn't bother me. And I don't boast about it. I do what I know is going to be right, and my spirit is happy. Yes. You missed it. I said again, you missed it. The professor, the president of one of the colleges, said, I got an invitation for you. He says, everything we're having, banquets, graduation, I want you to do part of the graduation speech, and I want you to come to the banquet free. If you have a guest, bring that guest free. Thank you. Let me put it the best I can. When I was in slavery of the devil, since you don't know what sin is, sin captured me. Sin brought pleasure to me. Quit telling me the devil is no good. If he hadn't been no good, why did you run with him 20 years? The devil has some good things to offer us, but they won't last. Amen. So I decided then, young boy, I decided that if there's, I told you this before, if there is a God, Lord, if you're real, let me know that I might be able to testify. I shall never forget it. So he did. I was in my house as a boy. Young boy, don't you hear this? On my knees. Nobody was there but me. Begging God, crying out to God, Lord, help me to know if you are up there. I prayed until I became hoarse. And then, Preston, when I know anything, I was up. Praising him. Saying language I didn't know anything about.
Hallelujah.
Say what you want to say about it, but you won't change me. I'm the one headed, not you. Then when I got married to the woman that said I'll never get her. In 15 years, I got her. And then after I got her, I dated her. And then after I dated her, I was married to her 55 years, 5 months, 2 weeks, and 4 days. And the reason I was, I want you to hear this. You sing up here. I want you to hear this. I asked God to give me somebody. You hear me? I don't care what she says. That didn't have anything to do with me. That's her. If I wanted somebody now, I'd ask for somebody. He'll give me somebody that's going to be happy and make me happy. Because you're not marrying me for what I have. You're marrying me to love me. If you don't have time to love me, get to stepping. I don't need nobody to be criticizing. I need somebody every now and then. Honey, what can I do for you? Are you listening to me? And so I found somebody who would ever and forever, as long as I live, he would love me. Nobody can love me like the Lord Jesus Christ. Every now and then, I feel his love moving in my spirit. Friend, this, you want to have some peace of mind, some happiness, some joy, I challenge you today. Raise your roof. And when you can't get in because of everything going on, look up and shut up. And watch God wake up. That's God. That's God. Nobody can block you from getting close to Jesus. Somebody said, let me back up. I read statistics the other day, and Percy, you involved with that the other day, and the statistic was giving me some insights that I'd already remembered. And listen carefully, friend. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, son, your sins are forgiven. That's right. That's right. Now some teachers of the law, these were some Baptists, were sitting there thinking to themselves, why does this fella talk like that? He's blaspheming. Right. Who can forgive sins, my friend, but God alone? See, here was God in the midst of them, and they didn't even see it.
Yeah.
That's right.
You missed what I said.
Yeah.
Lady needed a car a few weeks ago. She'd been praying 3 or 4 months. She got a part-time job and a full-time job. I am so sick of people saying, I wish I could have. I think about I can. I won't try. I don't know. I'm praying about it. Get yourself up. Pray all you want to pray, but get up and do something. God doesn't have anything to work with unless you give it to him. Let me put it another way. Bridget, you that Bridget there? Bridget, stand up and holler loud when I tell you. You teach school. If I come to class, don't have no books, and you don't have no book to give me, you expect anything from me? See, you hear what? Thank you. So I don't care how present I'm there. I don't have nothing to work with. She can't help me. I have to have something to work with. And the many of you Baptist people don't do no more for God, because you're waiting for God to do something for you. You got to do it first. Amen. I beg you, St. Paul, I beg you, I plead with you. I said, prepare now before you get sick or you get down. You said, I'm depending on my children. You better wake up. Let me give you what just happened. Just happened. I got a long distance call. This just happened this week. A man had two daughters. Two. He educated them both. I mean, he paid the money, him and his late wife, before she paid for them to go to college. He got ill about 7 weeks ago. He got ill. Couldn't take care of himself. They didn't even come to visit him. He died this past Thursday, a week ago. They had his service. They flying in first class. They discovered that he had money, had a home. One of the smart girls, she said, I'm the oldest, and I know he left me in charge. She goes down there, and he's worth probably $1 million. She's just prancing. Daddy loved me, but didn't even come see Daddy. Daddy was like Ephraim. He made plans, but left her out. He made plans and left the other one out. Now listen to me, church, before you talk about this man.
That's right.
Anytime I'm sick,
right,
can't take care of myself,
that's right,
and you are able and you won't come see me, and you're waiting for me to die to get what I have. I said this word before. This is not cussing. This is not cussing. I don't cuss. You know, there are a lot of imitations of hell. A lot of imitations of that. I wouldn't say nothing. I would make sure the top of my will, she would left something. And it would say over there, give Susie Ann $1. And give Mary Ann, who's the younger than her, 75 cents. I left him something. Now listen carefully before you get carried away. If Jesus is gracious enough to save me and bless me, and I'm too selfish to work on the kingdom, there's something wrong with me. I owe him something for saving me. If I can't save, I can pray. If I can't pray, I can make phone calls. If I can't make phone call, I can send cards. I owe him something, what he's done for me.
Yes, Lord.
She's going to have a ball on what her daddy left. She got a ball, all right. Somebody had the nerve to call me and say, what is your opinion? I don't have no opinion. Yeah, I'm not the daddy, he's the daddy. It's going to happen to some of you because you know there's a deacon in this church. He's dead now. He said to me, I don't have to worry about my children because they all finished college. He said, if something happened to me, they'll take care of their mama. He wasn't dead. He wasn't dead 6 weeks. And somebody in the family tried to run over her. she came to the old church and said to me, I need your advice because I know I'm going to prison. I need your advice. I said, what kind of advice you need? And she told me. I said, No, wait. I said, you go home and call the locksmith and to change the locks on your door. And then if he breaks in, you call your security. You call the police. And when he comes in, police comes. They check on what happened. Just as they get in, you fall out on the floor. And tell them Balfour been in my house trying to take it. He would have went to prison because she was 70 years old. I'm trying to tell you, if you want to be blessed, you got to raise the roof. If you want to be blessed, you got to let him in. If you want to be blessed, he's knocking on your door today. He said, let me in and I'll bless you. He said, let me in and I'll be with you. He said, let me in spite of the crowds around you. If you can't get through the door, get through me in your spirit. Sit on your bed, cross your arms and tell God, you see me, you know me, you saved me, you blessed me. Now I need you. I'm catching hell down here, but I know I'm not going to hell. Friend, you need to talk to him. He's waiting to hear from you. All you got to do is raise the roof. Raise it. We used to didn't have to worry about older people getting sick. When they got sick, the children took care of and helped them. Now they put you in a convalescent home and spend your money and don't come to see you. Now, you're talking about religiously. That's religion. But you talk about Christianity. That's what's real Christianity. Talk to Jesus. Trust him. Watch him. Why should I feel this courage? And why should the shadows come when Jesus is what? And my friend is he. What happens? You're not listening. On what? And what? What is he doing for me? I sing because I'm happy. Lord, I sing because I'm free. Thank you, Jesus. On what? And what happened? He's what? What else do you need? His eyes? I see his eyes. I sing because I'm what? Oh, his eyes despair, and I know you got to know it for yourself. Friend. friends, if I were you today and you're here and I have not accepted Christ, I would look around, look at nobody. I'd look up to him and say, Lord, I want to be saved today because I want you watching over me wherever I go. And if you've been in church and got out, I'd come back. And church, friends, if you have denounced God, ask him to forgive you and return back to him. He's real. He's really, really real. Will you come today? Will you come today? Will you come today? Yes. Sing it. Because